Oh, hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling the radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving, special Cape Eleuthera edition. And I'm hanging here with Neil Watson. We're in Barracuda's, the restaurant and or bar here on the property at Cape Eleuthera. It's impressive stuff. I just had a steak in the Bahamas, and it was top notch.
And I had the fish, and it was even better.
Yeah, I had lobster last night, so I figured, hey, what the heck? Let me see what they can do with steak here in the Bahamas, because you don't think it would be that great. But I'm like, oh, my God, that was incredible.
It was catch of the day. Your steak, by the way.
Yeah, I bet it was indeed. And I think we have Kelly to thank for that. Is that true, Kelly? You're the fishing guru here at Cape Eleuthera?
That's right. And any kind of fishing, he wants to come down and just enjoy it. The sail fishing, the blue marlin fishing, the tuna fishing, in fact, the wahoo fishing. I am willing to take you at any time.
So do you have a boat here in the marina, or do you just come over here and take the guests out, or just anybody here on Cape Eleuthera? Or what?
In fact, I have my own charter boat, and right now I'm getting another charter boat, so I'm going to have a double proportion for this place here, Cape Eleuthera.
Now, how did that happen? Did you actually grow up here on the island, or how long you been here?
Yeah, I grew up on South Eleuthera in a little settlement called Wimpsis Bight, and right now I'm just trying to get my charter business off the ground to put Cape Eleuthera to another level.
Now, I like it. I mean, we've already walked around the property, and we've seen a lot of shallow, water spots that are phenomenal bonefish sites. I saw the bonefish just sitting there waiting to do a little fly fishing on. You do any of that?
Well, in fact, no longer today, we were out on the bonefishing trip, and we had a lot of hookup and release, and there is just hundreds of spots down here that I know of that we can go bonefishing, so once you come down, do you hook up the right person, Captain Calvin Jolly, and I'll be able to help you out.
Okay, it's Captain Kelly or Captain what?
Captain Calvin.
Captain Calvin.
That's right, but call me Kelly for short.
Oh, I got you. Okay, that works.
You know, the thing about Kelly, and we were just talking out there, you know, we both grown up in the Bahamas and whatever, and the difference is the young kids today, you know, they're not the traditional fishermen. I mean, Kelly, he doesn't have the GPSs and this and that. Kelly goes out and he lines up the water tower with this and that, and he triangulates, and he looks at the tides, and he looks at the wind. He knows where the fish is at. I mean, this man is a legend. This guy's a legend. And a dying breed, this is who you want to go fishing with.
I'm him. Now, so do you have a favorite type of fishing you like to do here on the island of Eleuthera there, Kelly, or what?
Well, in fact, yeah, my favorite fishing is really blue marlin fishing, the tuna fishing, the mahi-mahi fishing. And
Now, they were saying mahi-mahi, you can get that pretty much all the time, I guess, here. But marlin and the tuna fishing are seasonal, aren't they, or are they?
Well, the blue marlins, you can catch them down here at any time, even during the off season. You can be lucky and just run into three or four blue marlins even during the summertime when it's off season. And when there's the season time, they cover you up.
Nice. Now we are a scuba diving show, Kelly. So we get in the water and watch the fish from underwater. You ever do that too, or you purely on the surface and you like to fish as opposed to get in the water, snorkel, or dive?
Well, I'll tell you the truth. And I'm the type of diver, I can still go down my age. I can go down 60, 70, you name it. I can still go down and get a lobster and get a grouper and come back up.
Well, that's free diving, too, you're talking about. Not scuba, not on a tank.
Not scuba.
You are the man. How old are you? You don't look over 40.
Well, I'm 48 right now, and I tell you, I can still do my thing. So anytime you're down in Eleuthera, just come on down. Call on me. I'll be there.
Yeah, the islands have been good, my friend Kelly. You know, we're going to have to do that because, you know, back in the States, I have this legendary status as the lobster slayer. What do you think of that?
Well, I'll tell you, with the lobster around here now, the lobster is so big, and because we have those artificial reef that we put out there where we can get hundreds from underneath them. So there's still action out here where we can go and get.
So there's plenty of slaying to be done here in Eleuthera, is what you're saying to me.
Oh, yeah. It would never come to an end. We just have the migration is growing so big and so popular all over the place. Take us another 200-300 years before we can done everything we have here.
Well, there you go. Well, and you got a free dive here in the Bahamas. Can't do it on a tank. So I'm going to have to work on my free diving because I can't do no 60, 70 feet free diving for lobster. No way. Ain't going to work for me.
Well, I'll tell you right now, with the free diving down here, I practice it all my life. And right now, you know, being 48 years of age, I tell you right now, I can still go down and just get them.
Yeah, you can rack them up, right?
Rack them up.
You got to love that. You know, that's the beauty of the Bahamas. It's probably the Bahamas environment that has made them so healthy looking at 48 and still being able to do all that stuff and kicking it like that.
Well, I try to keep myself in shape, and I know once I keep myself in shape, I'll be able to deliver.
I'm guessing it's the rum and coke you're holding in your hand right now.
No, I quit about 4 years ago. So.
Oh, that's just coke.
That's just coke.
Okay, that's my downfall then, Kelly. You hear what I'm saying?
That's all right. Don't worry. Be happy.
That's right. I'm on vacation in the Bahamas. What are you going to do? And we are hanging out in the bar, Barracudas. We got to check in on the Scuba Radio Mermaids, Abby and Denise. We got mermaids here, Kelly. Have you seen our mermaids yet?
Well, the old people are telling me they see a few around, but I haven't made up by any yet. But I would like to meet one day and say hello.
Well, we got a couple we brought to the islands, and it's been like a feeding frenzy here at the bar. You know what I mean? It's just like they gravitate. All the boaters and all the people staying on the property have just gravitated to our mermaids. They're not even wearing their tails right now, but magically, the guys are just, you know, they just surrounded them like a sea of sharks or something. You ever seen anything like that?
Well, yeah. In fact, when we go down and in fact, when we get on the groupers on the sphere, you know, we got like the hammerhead sharks, we got the tiger sharks, we got the lemon shark. But they're just curious, and they came over and just circle us, and what we does is just scam away.
That's right. Yeah, they do their thing. It's just like exactly what we're experiencing here in the bar. Nobody's getting hurt.
No.
They're just kind of coming in and scoping out the situation, saying, what is up with these mermaids? So I think I got to go find out, don't I?
That's right.
All right, we're in the Bahamas. We're on a mission. Let's see how Mermaid Abby. And by the way, we got Anna Lynn here, too, who is a mermaid in training. She was taken under the wing of Mermaid Denise and Abby, and she actually strapped on a mermaid tail, and presto change-o, she became a mermaid. How you doing, Anna Lynn?
Good. I feel like a whole new woman.
As you should. You should. You know, it was pretty impressive. You are a mermaid in training. What do you think, Abby? Did she do
that? I think she's got a nice
You tail. Have walked up on the finest women in Eleuthera, I promise. I've been from one end of this damn island to the other, and
it's good stuff, isn't it?
These are the finest women on Eleuthera.
There you go. See, we brought them to the island of Eleuthera. We're hanging out in the bar if you haven't figured that out already. It's a good thing. Yeah. Who are these people you're dragging around? You got like a feeding frenzy going on, Abby.
To be perfectly honest, I have no idea what you just said. It's too crazy in here. I can't even hear you.
What about you, Denise? You hanging in there or what?
I just made $20.
Do I want to know how?
I would like to know how she made $20.
Okay, I guess this is a loaded question, but let's find out how Mermaid Denise just made $20 in Eleuthera.
Well, there's one of these random guys here, these pilots.
Better known as sharks.
The shark guys. They're like, hey, baby,
You asked.
Hey, baby, you want to go out? Hey, baby. That wasn't how it went. How'd it go?
How did it go?
I make you holla. $20
holla. You got to lick it before you stick it.
Excuse me?
Only sailors use condoms, baby.
Easier than that. It was, can I have a cigarette? Here's $20.
So you're saying that a guy bought a $20 cigarette from you, Denise?
From me and my twins.
From you and your twins? She has twins with her?
Let me explain. Denise borrowed a shirt of mine, and it turns out that Denise is a little more mature or well-endowed than Mermaid Abby.
You think? No. Get out.
I don't think I can wear the shirt again. It's too stretched out, but they look phenomenal.
Is that a fat joke?
No, it's a boob joke.
Well, God bless them. The twins and Denise.
Both of them. God bless both of them.
Yes. All right. Yeah, it's good stuff, and I think the Islanders are enjoying our little visit here. David, what do you think?
Well, it's absolutely incredible tonight, and well, you really can't describe it, can you?
I can't. Hey, you know, the only thing that's going to solve this issue we're having is plenty more rum and cokes.
Well, we're working on it. I got my man over here, and you can have as many rum and cokes as you want.
Oh, that's a dangerous thing to say, but God bless him in the Bahamas. You know, that's why I come to the Bahamas.
Well, you remember our infamous lemon shots? Should we bring out the infamous of the lemon shots here, or should we skip that?
The lemon shots. Explain. Lemon shots or lemon sharks or what, huh?
The infamous lemon shots of Jersey.
Oh, yeah. We had a few lemon drop shots.
I don't remember any of this. What, do you remember any of it?
I think there's a reason why you don't remember.
Is that at the Irish Pub at one of the dive shows?
Another night before that. I'm Neil. We can ask Neil. He was there hanging out with us.
Oh, yeah. Neil will remember, surely.
Let me tell you, Greg, that nobody does lemon drop shots at an Irish pub. It was the night before, and Mr. Neil Watson was there, and we've got the picture to prove it.
Oh, wait a minute. That was the time when Denise and Neil and...
Yeah, it was a crazy night.
No, I know. No, they had lemon drops together. That's what they did. You shared a lemon drop, right?
Well, see, these guys, they're offering to buy me a shot, so I said, well, let's just do some vodka. So should I bring out the fashionable way of doing a lemon drop, or should I just stick it to the easy vodka shot?
Well, obviously, the diving is done for the day, and the drinking has begun on Cape Eleuthera, so the big argument that's going on here at the bar right now is, what kind of shots are we going to drink?
All the girls of Scuba Radio, a shot of tequila, and they're all going to drink it right up here by the bar.
Yeah, wait, what are you saying, all the girls at Scuba Radio, and he's looking at me? What's up with that?
Because you're kind of like an older girlfriend, Greg, with facial hair.
That is just not right. You know, you're talking about ruining the mood. That just wasn't necessary, Abby.
Well, that just increased my mood, and everybody else has a smile. So it might have ruined your night, Greg, but you sacrificed your night for the night of the rest of us.
So you just said, screw you, we're having fun in the Bahamas, right?
But I love you long time, Greg.
Yeah, right. They don't care. All they want is the free drinks. That's how it works in the Bahamas. Where is Neil? Where is Neil Watson? He's the one who's in charge of this mayhem.
Surrounded by women and groupies and all kinds of the ladies.
Oh, here he comes. He's not passed out yet, so we still have more visits from Neil Watson. They are momentarily on the first radio show devoted to diving from Cape Eleuthera. Check it out, CapeEleuthera.com. Hanging out. It's Scuba Radio Happy Hour 2.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Ordinary Americans.
They had me all set up with the scuba guy. Made sure that I bought a waterproof watch. That's important. Gee, I'm completely out of oxygen. And look at the time. Now I'm dead and I'm late.
And I'm going down. Out of the way.
All right, a little rock and roll for Ashley from South Carolina. Let's hear it for him. Yeah, we're hanging out in Barracudas.
We big time right here.
That's right. He's from South Carolina, hanging out at Barracudas in Cape Eleuthera with us. He just bought everybody a round of drinks. I think they're shots, are they? And Mermaid Denise has some kind of official shot thing she wants to say. What is the deal?
Are you boys ready?
Yes.
We're ready! Rock and roll!
There you go. All right, there it is. He had to get that in. He's been saying that all night.
Okay.
And here's to leather, here's to lace, here's to guys who give great face.
All right, there they go. Only in the Bahamas, my friends.
Here's to you, and here's to me. It's hopes we don't ever disagree, but if we do.
Okay. All right, there was one little bleep in there. But, you know, that's it's okay. Yeah, you're in another country in the Bahamas, so anything goes. And, you know, thing is, all of us are from the States. We're hanging out here in the Bahamas at Cape Eleuthera at the bar and bonding. This is a bonding experience. And what did you just drink there, Abby?
What did I just drink?
Yeah, do you have any idea?
I am not sure. It was tequila.
It was tequila.
All I know is my vision is impaired as of now. I think there's two Gregs doing the show.
We need to go listen to John Day.
John Day is performing out on the deck here at Barracudas. And we are going to check in with him and talk to him as well. He's quite a performer. He owns a restaurant called Mango's in Fort Lauderdale, a famous watering hole and restaurant in South Florida. So he's come here to join our little party. Neil's perusing the humidor. Get another cigar before you head out there.
Cuban cigars.
We can do this in the Bahamas, right?
Cuban cigars. We're drinking Cuban rum. This is the Bahamas. It's legal.
It's good stuff, too.
It's good stuff.
The Cubans, they have some issues down there, and they can't do this and can't do that. But I'll tell you what, they make good cigars and good rum.
Oh, yeah, whatever. Yes. Yeah, beautiful women and great cigars and rum.
There you go. Okay, we're going to go listen to John Day. Is that what we're going to do? Let's make our way out of Barracuda's bar area. And, hey, Ashley, thanks, dude. Thanks for the drink, man. He's hanging with us. You know, just a friend we've made here at the bar at Barracuda's. And we're bonding. It's a bonding experience. It's the best of all worlds when you get divers together in another country like the Bahamas, let alone Cape Eleuthera, which we're obviously finding out is some of the best diving on the planet. And the accommodations here at the resort are absolutely phenomenal. And, you know, the diving is done. So the drinking has begun here in the Bahamas here at Barracuda's at the bar. And it's the best type of experience because, let's face it, diving is a social thing. And that's one of the things that I have definitely tapped into here over the years at Scuba Radio, is just being able to hang out with divers after we've done our dive. We talk about our little fishtails, what we see underwater, and then we go have a drink or two. And, you know, you mix that in with a little rum, a Cuban cigar, or something. And you're doing pretty good. Denise, are you having fun? What?
I'm having fun. A blast.
A blast? Are you going back into the bar already?
Yeah, I'm feeling a little spunky.
Spunky? What does that mean exactly?
It's a secret. If you come to the shows, then you'll find out what it means.
If you come, like, on our liveaboard trip, you mean? Is that
exactly
what you're saying?
If you want to know what spunky is, you got to call up, like, Clint or Kevin or somebody
All
like that.
All the guys
that
who were on the Scuba or Radio, Scuba Cruise, and the Turks and Caicos. We're going to do this again September 6th in the Bahamas and do a little mix and a little wild dolphins as well, right?
Yeah, dolphins. I'm so scared of dolphins because they almost raping me on Turks and Caicos.
What? I don't know what that's all about.
Those are the words that nobody knows about from California, from our favorite girls on here, the Brazilian swimsuit model.
Kelly. Yes. Okay, that's a whole nother story. But yeah, Kelly didn't come to the Bahamas.
It's an inside JK for us.
Inside JK, which is what? Just what?
Joke that we have.
Ah, okay, a little inside joke. I gotcha. We're in the Bahamas. Anything goes. All right, more coming up from Cape Eleuthera. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Does the idea of spending a week on a liveaboard dive boat sound appealing, but also make you queasy? Well, then you need to consider a Necton cruise. Necton's swath-designed liveaboard dive vessels keep the boat rocking to a minimum. That way, you can spend more time enjoying the amenities of these mini cruise ships and the underwater attractions of the Bahamas or Belize, as opposed to feeding the fish. For more information, go to NectonCruise.com on the web or call 1-800-UW-WORLD. That's 1-800-UW-WORLD. Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We're in the Bahamas. We're at Cape Eleuthera hanging out at Barracudas. And Ashley from South Carolina is hanging out with the bar with us. He just bought everybody a round of drinks. And what did you just say, Ashley, during the commercial break? You said that you just went down to 100 feet today. And what happened?
Halfway to 100 feet.
Yeah.
And I said, God bless. I saw this most beautiful thing I'd ever seen before.
You saw one of the Scuba Radio mermaids, didn't you?
I almost choked.
You thought you were narked.
But then when I saw her, I started swimming further, and she followed me. She was on my back. She was all over me.
What's that all about? Is that kind of like some kind of...
She was loving me like you'd never seen.
She was like attracted to you, kind of like a light, like a jellyfish going to a light on a night dive, I think.
Is he talking about my wife again?
You ever seen those big sharks and they get those little sucker fish stuck to them?
She was like a remora?
But she was wiggling. She was wiggling, so I knew she was alive.
Well, I thought I heard her say, was that a remora in your pocket or are you just happy to see her?
Yeah. This girl is on time. She was wiggling.
Hallelujah.
Were you wiggling?
I'm a wiggler.
She's a wiggler.
But look at her. Just look at her. She is the most beautiful thing you've ever seen tonight.
You know, divers do it deeper, and it's all about how you wiggle your worm.
Hey. We got a boat. We call it Deep Relief.
Deep Relief.
Relief.
Yeah.
You know what that means?
I don't know if I want to know.
Relief.
Deep Relief.
This girl followed me down. I mean, I'm just telling you, she just followed me down.
Yeah, but this is a kind of a new thing. You didn't expect to see this in Eleuthera, did you?
I did not expect to see this at all.
And you've been here for like millions of times before.
But about three quarters of the way down, I started looking up and I saw this shadow. And I was like, oh my God, this shadow. We thought it was the boat at first. But it wasn't the boat, it was a whale shark.
Whale shark? You saw a whale shark?
A whale shark, and it followed us down. It was so big. It was like a shadow on the ocean bottom. It was huge.
That's nice. See, that's what I'm talking about. We're sharing a few fish tails here at Barracudas on Cape Eleuthera. More coming up from the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Yeah, it's getting crazy. Yes, the rum is flowing.
They may be drinkers, Robin, but they're also human beings.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
This is a show that I feel has depth to it.
Has depth to it?
No. It has depth. Has depth and density to it.
Many, many layers of solid entertainment here.
In the
back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Craig, the dive master, hanging out at Cape Eleuthera. We're at Barracudas. Neil Watson is with me. He's showing off his dive god pendant because he is the dive god.
Well, thank you very much. I resemble that remark.
Yes, you do. And you've been talking to Ashley from South Carolina.
Ashley's got some great stories. I mean,
Ashley, tell me about your
record
story,
on the wall.
What's that about the
you
wall?
Think
what
we can beat your record on the wall tonight?
Only one way.
How's that?
By dying.
Well, Ashley, you can probably go deeper than me. You just got to come back up.
That's the problem. That's the caveat.
We might have to try this thing.
Okay.
But I've heard some talk. I heard the talk and talk and talk and talk. But I go to, I mean, how deep did you go? How deep?
Oh, you want to hear this.
437 feet on air.
And no, you didn't.
And, you did,
and
too.
Listen.
Regular
straight air. And I swam 66 miles underwater nonstop without surfacing.
Let's tell Greg about that.
Another beep.
44 miles underwater.
66. Don't cheat me.
From where?
I swam from Isle Mirada to Miami.
There's another
okay,
one.
Okay, well, tell me who was following.
Documented. I had a support boat.
Hey, listen, if she was following me, now, if she was in front of me, I would swim 200
miles. That was the incentive.
But, you know, it's a God's honest truth. Neil
God
is the man.
Bless America.
He wouldn't have this pendant that said the dive god if he didn't do that. Three world records this man has. Oh, there's another one. Holy crap.
Whoops.
What are we going to do?
Can you do it?
There's another one.
Can I do it now? I
can you leave here and swim to Florida?
I'm swimming home tomorrow.
We gonna
There's one more.
This is one bad son of a bitch.
You got that right.
I've never met anybody like him.
Yeah, that's right. You have not.
Not even Scuba Steve.
Scuba.
Even when you're damn right, you never met somebody like this. I promise.
You know, Cuban rum, Cuban cigars,
they all go together.
That's America.
That's right.
That's what that's right. Been, right.
Yeah, and actually, just having a good old time here from South Carolina, it's blowing off some steam in the Bahamas. Yeah, that's what it's all about.
These guys have been. This is like coming into the port after being out at sea for like 2 years or something, and the mermaids are here. I mean, these guys are like, you know, we need reinforcements. We need to call in the Bahamian Defense Force or something, you know.
Yes, well, there's no question that these guys appear to have been at sea too long.
I don't know how long they're going to believe that I'm a Mormon and all of these girls are my wives.
Oh, but you got to love it. Denise is surrounded right now. It truly is like a feeding frenzy. It's amazing.
The girls are handling it well. I mean, these are professionals.
They are. They're used to it. They know how to handle the crowds. It's good stuff.
Hey! This son of a bitch right here swam in the depths of the ocean. He fought off the baddest sharks and swam across the ocean. Hey! Y'all hear this?
Hey, you're here.
Woo! Rock and roll. You did it. You're a bad dude. Hey, you're a bad dude.
You're in the presence of royalty.
By the way, why are we wearing bras on our heads? Ceremonial.
Do you want to talk diving or tell Greg the Dive Master he's all wet? Then call Scuba Radio now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hey, diver, you just completed your scuba course. What do you want to do now?
I want to go to Hawaii.
Take a dive on the wild side with Ocean Concepts, your one-stop dive shops on Oahu for action, adventure, fun, and great value. Ocean Concepts is the premier PADI 5-star career development center in Hawaii and guarantees the highest level of professional service during your stay. Whether it's daily boat or beach diving, or if you want to finish up your dive training in paradise, Ocean Concepts Hawaii is the answer. Call 800-808-DIVE. That's 800-808-DIVE or go to oceanconcepts.com.
Hey, there are a lot of places you could pick for your next dive.
The Great Barrier Reef.
Cozumel.
The Red Sea.
Indonesia.
Cayman.
My swimming pool.
But now there's a new place you'll want to think about. A beautiful island that's not hard to get to. Unspoiled. Not expensive. Rustic. Real. A full-service resort. Friendly. Really friendly. Great dive masters. Everything you need. And the diving. Oh, amazing diving. The third largest barrier reef in the world. Caverns, blue holes, walls, big fish, and sharks.
All right, already. What is this place?
Thought you'd never ask. I'm talking about the newest dive site in the Bahamas, Coral Caverns Dive Resort on Andros Island. Coral Caverns Dive Resort. Hey, my time's about up, so just go to coralcavernsresort.com. Find out about where you'll be on your next dive trip. Get off the beaten track and get into some real diving. coralcavernsresort.com.
Are you ready for liveaboard diving at its best? Well, then you're ready for Explorer Ventures. Explore the Bahamas, the Northeast Caribbean, Turks and Caicos, Australia's Great Barrier Reef, even the Galapagos, all while enjoying the comfort, convenience, and effortless diving only an Explorer Ventures award-winning liveaboard can provide. Explorer Ventures has been making divers' dreams come true for 20 years now, and yours could be next. Call 1-800-322-3577 or go to explorerventures.com. That's explorerventures.com.
Hi, I'm Manny. I'm your dive master lead in Agua Cat, and you hear Scuba Radio.
Yeah, wait, you're the lead dive master on the Agua Cat? What are you?
Yes, sir. I'm the lead dive master.
Okay, do it again. One more time.
You kidding?
No.
Okay, guys, I'm Manny. I'm your dive master lead in Agua Cat, and you hear Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
The what? Okay. Hi, guys. I'm Manny. I'm a dive instructor in Agua Cat, and you're listening. You're listening to Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
The world's first radio show
devoted to dive.
You kidding? One. You did it,
translate.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Right. I can do it slow.
Okay, do it slow. Yeah.
The world's first
radio
show
devoted
to diving.
Devoted to diving.
For the Spanish speakers, la mejor radio estación de radio devota de lo que es el buceo.
We are on Cape Eleuthera doing the show for you today in the Bahamas, hanging out with Neil Watson, the dive god, as Ashley from South Carolina just found out. He got the whole rundown of what Neil's done in his past, three world records, the works. It goes on and on. He's a legend in all people's minds. And we're just sharing a few fish tales, kicking back, having a, you know, Cuban rum and coke, right?
Yeah, but, you know, a word of thanks. The only reason we are here is because of my two best buddies, John Day and John Ropes, alias Air Mango and Gator One. They flew us over on their planes. We grossed them out. The plane shouldn't have left the ground.
Well, we grossed them out. How do we do with that with the mermaids?
Well, no,
the Johns?
This is a different gross. You know, planes can only leave the ground when they have, like...
That didn't have anything to do with the fact that I puked on the dive boat today.
But...
Maybe.
Here's my buddies here. Our pilots, which we're getting them comfortable enough to fly back in the morning. No, they're not drinking, by the way.
That's
FAA.
Right. They're the only two sober people in the bar FAA. This evening. That's right. John Day. Now, we had John on our show on the Aqua Cat a little over a year ago when we spent a week on a liveaboard, had fun. He was playing his guitar, and he did a little bit of that here in the bar tonight. You having fun?
Absolutely. This whole, I think the whole community of scuba divers in general, as you can attest to, are just a fun group of people. I've had so much fun over the years diving with Neil and on various trips. And this is my second trip over here Cape Eleuthera with him. And we're just having a ball.
I can't believe this is actually your second trip, so you didn't scare him away on the first one.
Yowza, yowza, yowza.
And then we have the other John. John, how you doing, buddy? You having a good time here? Yeah. What do you think of the diving here at Cape Eleuthera?
I think the diving's fabulous. Anybody can have a good time with Neil Watson and John Day and, of course, Greg. They don't belong here. Yeah. This is a wonderful place.
Yeah, and these guys were nice enough to fly us over on their private planes. And you guys, do you do this often where you take your plane and just hop over to the Bahamas like that and do a little diving or boating or fishing or whatever?
This is we both have planes, and this is a nice short hop from Florida. It's anywhere from 55 minutes on to an hour and a half, and so we're accessible to all the islands, and it's wonderful diving.
It's like a diver having his own dive boat. you know, you're a pilot, you could fly over here and do a little dive. And that is the ultimate freedom right there.
And the other thing, the convenience of it all is to be able to go when you want, come back when you want. And obviously you have to wait a bit after a deep dive, to wait overnight before you can fly.
Or hanging out in the bar at Barracuda's.
Right, but having your own plane is the freedom involved of going, coming when you want to. And also I can carry box cutters and a 357 Magnum if I jolly well want to.
All right, I'm actually flying with the other John, just so you know. At least I did on the way over here. And I think I'll probably fly over with him on the way back now that he said that too. But no, it is great. And these guys are great folks. And it's cool. You bring, you know, people together from all walks of life. I mean, these guys obviously have done pretty well for themselves over the years to have their own plane and be able to fly over here. And it's nice to hang with them. And Neil's buddies, I mean, these are the kind of people you want to hang with. And now diving brings people together in that capacity, right?
You have fishermen, you have divers, you have Bahamians, you have Rick and Scrape bands, you have John Day with his guitar playing, you have Livations. Does it get any better than this? After an incredible day of diving, incredible accommodations, spectacular reefs. I mean, wow.
It is. It just doesn't get any better than this. And you mentioned the Rake and Scrape. What is Rake and Scrape, Neil? Explain.
Rake and Scrape is a Bahamian tradition. I mean, they take a regular saw, a saw that you would cut wood with, and they bend it and they scrape it with like a
knife.
A knife.
Yeah, they just take a knife from out of the kitchen there.
They play music, and it's like, but this is an upscale band here tonight. And John, on top of that, I mean, John is a world-class entertainer.
That's right. He's played with the Beach Boys and all kinds of famous artists over the years.
No, this has been a magical evening and weekend. Absolutely incredible. And anybody can do this.
Anyone can do this. All you got to do is you want to check it out first at capeluther.com, and of course they can call Neil Watson Undersea Adventures and book it, right?
Well, you know, if you call 1-800-327-8150 or went on my website, neilwatson.com, you could make this happen.
Absolutely, and I got to tell you, you're foolish not to take a serious look at it. I mean, we haven't even been here like two full days. And, you know, the thing is, the resort is absolutely spectacular. The diving, even though we only did one dive today, and then we shot the rapids there for like three or four times, I mean, I got to tell you, you could see just from what we did experience that the diving opportunities here are world class, for sure.
Could we last a week, man? I mean, that's 2 days.
I'd be willing to give it a shot.
I would, too. And we will. We'll be back.
That's right. There's no question. We get John and John to fly us over, we'll come back tomorrow.
John and John will fly us over. Have plane, we'll fly. Right, John?
That's how it works.
Fly. We're going to keep doing this.
That's a Gator one. I'm guessing that's some kind of reference to the Florida Gators, right?
Absolutely.
So you went to University of Gainesville. You're a Gator guy?
I'm a Gator guy.
All right. That's fair enough. And then Mangoes.
Here's a guy that goes from diving with sharks to racing horses. This guy has a horse farm in Ocala. He raises, like, race horses. That's cool.
Yeah.
What a diversity is that?
Exactly.
Well, I think I'll race my horse this weekend and go diving with sharks next weekend.
Yeah, and then the other one is Mango Air, which is John Day, and he owns Mango's Restaurant there in South Florida. World-famous watering hole and eatery, right?
Yes, on Las Olas Boulevard. I mean, when you come to Fort Lauderdale, Mango's is the place to go.
Nice. All right, more coming up from Cape Eleuther. Remember, capeluther.com. Check it out on the web.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
You didn't go cheap when you purchased your dive equipment and photo gear, so don't make that mistake when it comes to protecting your investment. Ask for Storm Case by name at your local dive center. These high-performance waterproof art cases come in just about every size and shape imaginable. Storm Cases are stronger, lighter, more secure, and feature pain-free press-and-pull latches that are twice as strong as the knuckle-buster designs of their competitors. Don't settle for anything less. Go to stormcase.com and ask for Storm Case by name at your local dive center.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Can't we just keep it closed and mark it rest in peace?
Not as long as naval scientists are trying to prove that porpoises have brain structures rivaling man's. Tests every day are proving these sea creatures are so intelligent and possess such amazing faculties that they seem almost human. Even superhuman.
Lady Dolphin and her dolphin boat were swimming out to sea one day. All the other lady dolphins smiled, but they were smiling in that subtle dolphin way. Remember all the things I said, that I love you till the day I'm dead, 'cause I need you like this hole in my head. I need you like this hole in my head.
I'm guessing I'm going to feel like I got a hole in the head, or I'm going to want to put a hole in my head tomorrow morning after spending the evening in Barracudas here on Cape Eleuthera. But hey, we're having a phenomenal time, and hopefully you've gotten a taste of what it's like to be here on the island. If not, you need to check it out at CapeEleuthera.com. David has been our host, David Green. David, thanks again so much for having us here at Scuba Ray. This is a phenomenal resort you have here in Eleuthera.
Absolutely. We welcome everyone. Our saying is Cape Eleuthera, it's not for everyone. And the reason we say that is this is not a resort that is transplanted from Las Vegas. This is the real Bahamas experience. If you want to come here and experience the real Bahamas, this is it.
You can get the amenities of a Las Vegas resort with all the accommodations. However, you have some amazing things to experience, like all the underwater attractions, you know, the nature things, the institute, and all that kind
absolutely.
Of stuff.
Absolutely. And I would have to say we have first-class accommodations, and we have the best water sports program in the entire Bahamas. Out Islands, we are the greatest resort in the Out Islands. I mean, look at this, Greg. I mean, this is incredible tonight. How many people? We have 100 people here. It's absolutely incredible. And Barracuda's our beach bar. And
it's kicking tonight.
It's kicking. It's kicking big time.
Absolutely.
Neil will talk about, he's been in the Out Islands of the Bahamas, and this is the greatest resort in the Out Islands of the Bahamas.
It's good
you
stuff.
Know, the cool thing is, this is how you experience the Out Islands with five-star accommodation.
Exactly.
This ain't slumming, dude.
No
this
doubt.
This is first class.
And Steven, who runs
local staff from the area that understand the culture and all the color and everything that goes with the Bahamas right here. Friendly, great people.
He does. And Steven's promised to take me out to catch some lobster next time I come to Cape Eleuthera. Maybe you'll have to join us here next time as well. I'm telling you, it won't be too long before we make an announcement on an official trip here for our Scuba Radio listeners. But in the meantime, don't hold back. Go to CapeEleuthera.com. Check it out for yourself. And contact Neil Watson, Undersea Adventures, to book your next trip. All right, that'll do it for this week. Remember, it's always better down where it's wet. We love the
Bay! Oh, yeah!
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.